God, let's give him praise. Let's bless his holy name. Let's thank him. It's a God we serve. The Bible speaking says, unto you shall gathering of the people be. Say, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet. Until Shiloh comes, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Let's go ahead, let's give him praise, thank him, worship him. We are grateful for all that you have done, mighty God. We bless your name. We give you praise. Let's give you praise. Let's thank him. Let's worship him. Of Jesus we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you all the praise. Thank you for such a time like this, for the privilege of being gathered again after about a time. We give you all the praise and we thank you. Thank you for sustenance. Thank you because we are here complete. Between the last time that we were here in December of 2023 and now, you have kept every one of us in good shape, perfect health. We've come to say thank you. We're also saying thank you for the signs and the works and the wonders that you wrought even in the last year, the impact of your grace that we saw and that we experienced. We say take all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you again, Lord, for the privilege and the opportunity of a brand new year. The privilege and the opportunity of a brand new year. We are grateful. We say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for the opportunity again of being gathered and called together again by your name. It is of the Lord's doing, its scripture says, and this is marvelous in our eyes. Thank you, because this is of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Father, we make demands that the gathering of ourselves tonight will yield tangible results, yield a testimony, a change of story, a drastic shift, turnaround. It will be confirmed by the work and the activity of your power and of your spirit in our midst, to the accomplishing of signs and wonders. And for everyone, Lord, who are taking the time to be here and to be active tonight, to be part of this assembly, we ask that they will leave tonight with a definite impact and encounter.
Amen.
Take authority over the spirit of distraction and despair. We take authority over it and we bind it tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We make demands that the dew of heaven will overwhelm every heart, so that the seed of the word of God will be profiting.
Amen.
As it has been received. We make demands for the angelic host of heaven to fellowship tonight here in this assembly and to go into assignment to bring to pass the revealed word of God and the decreed judgments and statutes of the living God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we pray and decree that who is here tonight will never leave the same way they have come.
Amen.
To the praise and glory of you. Amen. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.
we want to especially appreciate and welcome everyone that is with us this evening, and also to say that it's good to see all of us present. I also want to appreciate God for the fact that everyone is in one piece and sustained, and is another realm of glory. We give Him praise. The scripture decrees that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, for His compassions they fail not. Great is His faithfulness. One of my pastor once said that in everything there's what to thank God for. And it is true that if we take a look at everything critically, we see how a thing to thank God for. But we are sure and without doubt in our heart that we have so much to be thankful to God for. And if we are not yet aware, and if we are still wondering what to be thankful to God for, we are to be thankful to God for His prophetic word over our lives. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For His prophetic word over our life, the prophetic promise of God. The Bible says that they believed His word, and then they sang His praise. And so if by any means we do not yet see that which is okay, this is what the fact that there is a promise over your life is something to be grateful for. And the Bible speaks in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 down to 2. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and see what He will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord said to me, say, write division. Write division. Write division. Write division. That is, the prophet had set himself there on that tower, and he was wondering what God would say to him. And perhaps God would have addressed the present issues. Maybe God should have addressed his need. God should have addressed the fact that he had not gotten a job. And God should have addressed the fact that, well, the economy has taken a toll on him, and things are kind of rough. God would have addressed the fact that there was war in the land. God should have addressed the fact that there's this urgent need in my life right now. I need a change of story. So the problem wasn't, so that's why I say, I will set me upon the tower and watch what He will say to me. So it was a matter of, okay, what will God say to me? I'm standing on my watch, or I'm in prayers. Maybe I've set myself apart. I'm in fasting. I've done a lot of things. Now I'm waiting to see what He will say to me. And maybe in his own thinking, he would have thought God would have come like a wind and said, this issue now. But when the word of the Lord could come to him, God said, write the vision. That is, the issue on God's mind was the vision. The issue on God's mind was the vision, not the need, not the hunger that was obvious, not the situation that had taken a toll on him, not what say I have urgently, emergency. When God will come, he said, write the vision. For somebody, what God is bothered about your life, or what's God's major emphasis on your life is the vision. The vision. The vision. The vision. And this is, when we talk about vision, it's not an apparition or a revelation that you close your eyes and you saw. A vision is an agenda. a strategy of the future, a purpose that is leading your heart. So God was bothered and concerned about the vision when he spoke to the prophet. The prophet watched to see what the word of God would say. Maybe terrible things in righteousness and depths of mysteries that he would be meditating on. But God came and said, write the vision. Write the vision. It's the vision that he was concerned about. And so some persons here are bothered about the condition of things in their family, this and that, the condition of things, how these are taking a toll. But the issue that is paramount now, the significant thing now in the heart of God, God is bothered about the vision. He said, write it. Make it plain upon tables. That is, in very simple terms, scribe it on the tablets that he may run that reads it. So the answer that the prophet will seek, or the answer to his seeking God, as far as God was concerned, it began from the place of the vision. And so, for you too, all that you are asking God, seeking God, trusting God, and for many persons like that, God will not just come in between somewhere, say, okay, let's do this. It will start from the place of the vision. And God's vision for your life is a strategy of addressing all those things that are questions in your heart. Write the vision and make it plain. Already, so many persons had the visions in their heart. And this is a word to recall visions back. You had a thing a couple of years ago. God spoke to you, laid something in your heart. But now, because of the abundance of weight and burden, you can't even find where the vision is. God is saying to you, write it. You know what it means to write it? Bring it back. Recall it. Recall it. Make it plain. Then run with it. So, God's answer for your life will begin at the place of division. Division. And we can already see if we follow that text. I hope we know where I'm speaking from. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Or downwards. 1 to 2. You will see that when God continued to speak, he went back to it and said, but the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. Everything that was the prophet's concern, for as long as God was concerned, it's the vision. The whole scope of the burden in his heart, the whole scope of his concern, it was all built into the vision. The vision will answer everything. The vision. And God is saying to somebody that the vision of your life, not the one that, I'm talking, when I say the vision of your life, I'm talking from God's perspective. The vision of your life is the answer to the questions of your life. The vision of your life is the answer to the questions of your life. And so if God wants to begin to speak to some of you now, he will start from the place of the vision. The vision. And many live life without even giving attention to the fact that, well, there's a vision somewhere. But I'm speaking to so many persons here, and there are a lot of you here. You are not even at the stage of conceiving vision again. You already have the visions of God. Some were delivered to you years ago. Some are recent, not too far. But God is saying, bringing more emphasis to the vision. Bringing more emphasis to the vision. He's emphasizing on the vision. You are concerned about this and that, how to make more this, that. God is saying all of those things, the most paramount thing in your life now is the vision. It's when if you want to talk to me, and if I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to talk to you at that level. I will begin from the place of the vision. And if you are not ready to talk about the vision, don't even come near me, because I will answer you in regards. And that's the communication of God. Have you not seen the communications of Jesus as recorded in scriptures? You ask him one thing, he asks you what he wants to. When Nicodemus came and said, "The master, we know that thou art a man come from God, and for no one can do all these things except God be with him." Jesus didn't tell him, say, "Well, thank God you know. How are you doing? How was your night?" He just went and said, "Except a man is born again." That is, if you read, what's paramount in our interaction starts at the state of your relationship or your posture with God and the things of the kingdom in this age. Let's leave the authentication and the validation of my ministry. What is important is where you are standing. And so he began from the place of a new birth. And that's why he was thrown aback, because they had no prior conversation, no background. So he said, "How can a man be born again?" Then he went further, and then he taught him that night. And that's why you see in the book of Exodus, God said to Moses, "Come up to the mountain and I will speak to you." What it means is that leave that your level of reasoning. Come up to the mountain and I will speak with you. That is, leave that height and plane of your thought. There's a level I want to start communicating to you from. I won't condescend and speak to you about trivial and, you know, little unimportant things about this and about that. You step up your level, come to the mountain, reach a height. There's a plane I want to start communicating from. And once that speech and that oracle is completed, the things that are below we bow. We've seen in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, he said, "My thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways higher than your ways." So he said to me, say, "Come to the mountain, come to a height, reach a plane. Then I will speak to you. Where you are, I can't talk to you about important things. And really, I'm not going to talk about those things when there are things that I will talk to you about and will handle it." It's in the place of the vision. That's where the relevance is. That's where all the things that makes for your life and godliness that you have been asking and desiring, that's where you find it. So he said, the vision. Make it plain. Let it be plain on tables. Write the vision. So it's the vision. The vision. The emphasis is the vision. The vision. Division. Go ahead now, pray a little in the spirit where you are. Ratakasko parada pakashkapara. Division. 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 Go ahead, pray. Makaze protoko ribata branda barabash. Retekezem protoko shebrata babarabakata pakaske bragada gade broto. Rike sobro koto koto prokotoko rapaka de belekosko palapakata kasa prokataka de kata prakata kata kashko prokotoko kata prakata kata pakata pakata pakara pakata prakata pakala pakara pakashko de prakata kata kalapakaske telebekeske prunda la babara. Go ahead, pray. Division. 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 The vision. Pray. Just keep praying. You can recite those words. Just keep praying. The vision. The vision. Pray. Ratesko parataka. Where's Peter? Rico te brete beladios. Rependele brotoko shamba la barataka se brete gedia. The vision. The vision. The vision. Amen. Now listen, this is a word from God and it's for everyone here. The emphasis is on the vision. The vision of God for your life remains God's key and strategy of removing the reproach. And if this is going to be an established path, it's going to come through the accomplishment of God's vision over your life. Listen to this. Gideon was from the least tribe, and the least in his father's house was the least, and so was he too. But you see, God already had a plan for his life. Through that plan for his life, the reproach of the nation was taken away. The reproach of his father's house was taken away, because they even had the household idol that was pulled down. And the reproach of mediocrity over him was taken away, so much so that they were asking him to come and rule over them. And he had 70 sons, choice men, honorable people. He's saying the vision is what I want to talk about. The prophet carried himself. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set myself on the tower. He had already gone to the high place. He said, I will watch what he will say to me when I am reproved. And then God came and said, write the vision. So, in all of that, the critical thing more important to God from everything that was going on in Israel and the kingdom at about that time, God was particular about the vision. Concerning your life, God is more interested, concerned about the vision. All these things is the vision. When you are ready to talk about the vision, you'll be ready to talk back to you. So I'm giving another moment again to pray, so that the Spirit of God will begin to recall to your remembrance and bring the vision again in a fresh light. Pray the vision. The vision. You can pray in your own environment where you are and just pray the vision. The vision. Leketo prata kalabashke predeya. The vision. The vision. The vision. The vision. Rekoto koshke parada. Is God's way, God's means of delivering you, is God's means of taking away the reproach. All those things you are concerned about is through the vision that we handle it. It's now more interested on talking about the vision. It's now more interested on talking about the vision. It's more interested in talking about the vision. It is through the vision, through the vision, through the vision. It's more interested now in the vision. The vision over your life, the vision over your life, the vision over your life. Like the prophet, there were so many things going on in his environment at that time. So also you also, there are many trivial things for survival, need to survive, this and that, but they are not the core of the matter. But if the vision is concerned about, he wants to talk to you about the vision. And really, when the vision takes its effect, those things will naturally fade away. Naturally fade away. Naturally fade away. Naturally fade away. When the vision comes to pass, some things will naturally fade away. He wants to talk to you about the vision now. Go ahead, pray in the Spirit, so that there will be a fresh perspective. You can have a fresh recall. Fresh recall. Fresh recall. Fresh recall. Thank you, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, we are free. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because now, within the time that we have left, I'll talk to us briefly on God's strategic ways or means of divine interventions. God's strategic ways / means of divine interventions. it's not majorly a title, or you can take it as that if you are taking notes, but it's going to highlight, it just captions the direction of the Word of God that is coming and has begun to come this evening. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's begin from the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, where the Word of God has begun to come to us through already. We'll begin from that place so that, you know, there is a realm where prophecy is prophesied. Prophecy is taught. So where prophecy has been prophesied, let the same prophecy now be taught so that it can be better completely administered. Praise the Lord. Because at times, like scriptures, all right, you say, I will stand my watch and set myself on the tower and watch to what he will say to me and what I will answer when I'm corrected. Then the Lord answered and said, write the vision, make it clean and timeless, that he may run who reads it. Praise the Lord. Now, like we have begun to say already, there is the way God strategically delivers. And that must be understood. There's a way God strategically delivers. There's a way God there's the interventions of God. I was talking with some folks yesterday, and I was speaking to them. I said, when we talk about intervention, don't see that somebody was about to die and then he was preserved from death. There was intervention. No. That's what intervention simply means. And I had to read to them the dictionary meaning of intervention, so that they can, because intervention really is a governmental word. I pointed out to them how if you go to some museum, things like World Bank Intervention Project, Trust Fund Intervention Project. So there are a lot of projects that are referred to as their intervention, their category of projects that are called intervention projects. And when we looked at the dictionary yesterday, it talked about intervention means something becoming involved in a situation or participating in it. Involved in a situation, participating in a situation. So when God intervenes, it means he stepped into, he came into the equation. He became involved with the overall thing. He became part of the arrangement. And so some of us are quite acquainted with the instant and the sudden interventions of God. A vehicle is about to fall off a cliff and then something intervened. That instantaneous intervention. We are aware of your friend is about to, is at the lapse, and then there is a deadline on your neck. And then few hours the deadline, then breakthrough came from out of nowhere. You were not expecting it. And then you said it's an intervention. We are very much aware and akin with the instantaneous operations of intervention. But we don't particularly recognize when it's the activity of strategic interventions that sometimes are not instantaneous, but they take place in strategy. What if I tell you that the book of Genesis from the book of Genesis chapter 3 to the end of the Gospels was a period of intervention? We may not see that God had intervened in man's suffering or the salvation agenda or the redemption plan as an intervention, or maybe we may, but since it didn't happen overnight, we may not qualify to fall under the category of intervention. But really, the whole 2,000 plus years from the time of Adam till the day Christ resurrected and the gospel began to was proclaimed and the preaching of the gospel began for salvation, it was an intervention project.
So there are things that are strategic intervention, how God comes through. One of those strategic intervention method or medium is through the vision and the power of God's purpose and plan over a person. The power of God's purpose and plan. And that's what the vision we are referring to is. Because when you talk about vision, vision is not only, it's not wearing a religious cloth alone. When you go to companies and organizations, they still talk about vision. So in this context, when we talk about vision, we refer to the purpose and plan of God. So even if I say the vision of your life, don't see it there is the vision of your. I'm talking from God's perspective now. The most important thing in intervening and helping people is to give them. And like we've heard, when somebody teaches somebody how to make a living, rather than give them a living, making a living. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, my dear. The scripture reveals that he has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. And when we talk about life, we talk about, just like we said, giving somebody a life. God's vision for your life is strategically calculated to wipe off every reproach of your life. That is why the vision of God for our lives are not identical. They are calculatedly assigned to us. God does not arbitrarily assign grace to people. That is, let's do a random chance. Oh, this grace fell on this. This grace fell on this. He gives according to the purpose in his heart and according to his will. You see that the counsel of his own will. You see that principle in the book of Ephesians. And his purposes are calculatedly implemented. Because God is a rational thinking personality or entity. The vision of God for your life is calculated to wipe off the reproach of your life, take you off from it entirely, such that there is no trace at your such a thing. And we can see that the men who walked in glory were men who aligned with the vision of God for their life. Look at the man Joseph. We already know that Joseph lived out God's plan for his life totally. At the end of his life, we will say that God planned it for good. He already knew that every step of the way was a journey in the direct plan and purpose of God. Every step, every plan of the way. Listen. The things that we make for your life and godliness, life, existence, your welfare, everything that is a matter of concern, is calculatedly addressed in the plan of God over your life, such that the issue and the major concern now is not as to when and how these things will be addressed, but rather the solution that addresses them. And that is rooted in the vision of God. And that is why you see here that the word of God that he is bringing before us teaches that at the point where the prophet was setting himself apart to talk to God, the prophet said he will wait to see what God will say. What's the important thing about in the heart of God that he's going to say about everything that's going on. Let's watch and see where how his speech will go. What will be the topic of his message? It's like you call a guest minister or a speaker to an event. You didn't give him the theme of the event. And you say, just tell us what you think we should, what's on your heart. And everybody is seated just waiting. He has the liberty to speak from every zone. But then the quarters he starts from is the vision. That's just simply the word. God is saying to somebody here, is the vision. This time, hour now, is the hour of the vision. Speak to me along this line. This is the highway I want to talk to you about. Because all those things that are principally your concern, this and that, when the vision, if you fulfill the vision of God for your life properly and you are perfected in that highway, you will not see any trace of them. No trace of it will be found, because everything that seeks to be an obstacle to the implementation of the vision, according to the zeal of the Lord, he himself will take it off. That's why you see when Isaiah the prophet was prophesying, and the matter concerned about the matter that God had a personal interest in, the prophet said, the zeal of the Lord will perform this one. That is, even if there's no intercession on this one, only the zeal, God's zeal, his burning desire to want to do it. It's just like, you know, it's easier when you want to go to a friend's place, and then, but there's no way to go, and then your mom sends you there. Say, can you go to this place? You'll be more than, because you already have an interest in going, but you didn't have a means to go. So now a message has come that aligns with your interest. We all had that experience growing up. The excitement is different. It's like you have something you want to do there. We all know that scenario because it happened in every house while we are growing up. That's the way it is. Say the zeal, God's willingness to want to do this, it will sponsor him to bring it to pass. So when there's a vision of God you are walking in, his personal interest is involved. And lucky you, is that the vision is calculated to turn your life around. That's why I say to most people, write the vision. That is, give it attention, recall it, make it plain, put it in places where it will be before you. Like we began to say yesterday, we had a meeting and that was, we are in the days of strategic interventions. Strategic interventions. These are not happenstance, one instance intervention, or interventions in the moment, or instantaneous interventions. They are interventions that are strategically implemented. That is, God has sat down to calculate, project the response of the enemy, and design the way he will bypass it. Enemy will not even be aware. And you could see a lot of strategy in the intervention plan of redemption, so that at the end of the day, it was Satan that shot himself in his leg. Because the Bible says that if they had known, they wouldn't crucify. If they had known the plan, they would be the one screaming, crucify not. So Satan will preserve Jesus. Have you seen that? If the Jews want to kill him, his people will come and push the Jews away. Say, don't kill him. He will ensure he's in health. He will even allow him. See, he will ensure he's where. He's going somewhere. All the mosquitoes are departing from him. He will be preserving him. Because this man's death is our destruction. But it has been calculatedly organized so that the devil was deceived. Not because God, the wisdom was so high, he couldn't comprehend. We are in those days of strategic interventions. And in seasons where there are dire needs and things are going on, what is in play is strategic interventions. Because strategic interventions that last, not a one-off miracle or in an instantaneous operation that handles an event and something goes on, is an objective that covers a whole scope of things that can be addressed. Are you together? That is what is referred to as the strategy. There are many of them going on. And one of those strategic interventions is the vision of God. And that is how it begins. Because when you talk about strategy, it means there's an overall plan, there's a scope, there's steps, there's a how, there's a system in place. Father, we give you praise. Write the vision. Make it plain. We are in the season of strategic intervention. The interventions will be strategic. The interventions will be strategic. The change of story for your life will begin via strategic highways, strategic pathways that will once and for all settle you. It begins in the vision. That vision is how these strategies will be implemented and come to pass. So, Alpha, have you any vision for your life? Have you any access to the vision of God for your life? Are you aware if there's a vision in the first place? Do you know any vision for your life? Has God spoken to you any vision before? Has God spoken to you in any vision before? Does the context and the concept of vision make any sense to you? Either ways, if we are in those days of strategic intervention, it is time to seek the Lord until He comes, and you will say to Him, "I will watch what He will say unto me." Now, He didn't stop speaking in verse 2. He continued all the way concerning that vision. I want to show you what the prophet got by the end of his encounter. He said, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie, though it lies wait for it, because not shall it come." He said, "Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Woe to the wicked." He said, "Indeed, because he transgresses by wine, he is a proud man and does not stay at home. Because he enlarges his desire as hell and is like death and cannot be satisfied, he gathers to himself all nations and heaps to himself all people. Will not this take up a proverb against him and taunting with you against him? Woe to him who increase what is not his." Look, now it begins, that's what we come to pass. At the end of it, he said, if you read from the beginning of the book, Habakkuk chapter 1, Habakkuk was crying because the land was in war. He was talking about the Chaldeans, the Babylonians invading the land. So when God was saying all these things, he was referring to Nebuchadnezzar, the king and the ruler of the Chaldeans that will instigate these operations. You will see that the last part of the book of Habakkuk was a prayer of thanksgiving after he had seen the vision, because he knew by this that his soul will rest in hope that God had not left him to his fate. Right? The Lord has not left him to his fate, but that God will surely intervene. There are just so many, a lot. There are just a lot of things to be released, but it is good that this perspective be initiated in your heart. So many persons are looking for how God will intervene in their life, how God will deliver them, how God will help them. One of the sure ways God will help you is through His plan for your life. Sometimes we are happy, we had a need, God met this need. God wants to put you in a realm of all needs met, that we secure it. It's through the vision. It's like the difference of getting water from somewhere and then having a whole water source for yourself, having a river where you can get water anytime you need and not wait for any. What will be my change of story, Lord? My plan, it is through my plan for your life. What will turn my world around? What will change my status? What will change this story about my life? Again, it is through my plan for your life. That is my means of intervening in the situation of your life. I will intervene through the vehicle of my vision for your life. I will intervene through the vehicle of my plan for your life. And if you are interested in aligning, then congratulations. It will be as you have desired it to be then. These are those days. Every man has a vision. Every man has a vision from God and should have a vision. Every man ought to have a vision. It's not only founders or CEOs or founders of organizations. Even if you are not a founder, every man should have a vision. Every man should have a vision. Every man, a direction. It is designed to be like that. Not only the founders have a vision, it is the thing of every man. And so God has said to us tonight, He's saying to us, the vision. Some of us are already in the place of having received the vision. It's time to begin to fulfill the vision. Fulfillment. I declare over as many as in that realm, go and may the Lord prosper your path.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There are many people that some things are already in step. You are just about to start doing something. Some places like that here. You want to start something now. It's now. Go, the Lord prosper your path and make what you are doing to blossom in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Speak the blessing of success and prosperity over it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And this time, it will not fail. It will not fail in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Congratulations. And so, the vision for your life is one of the critical means of God's intervention. And really, like I said, like we've said, it's not many persons right now desire an intervention from God. Urgently now. Everybody needs intervention, but now it's now urgent more than before. And we are in those days of strategic interventions. So it's important that the understanding and the word of strategic interventions be understood and be seen so that people can recognize when it begins. Like we said before, and when we started, that some can recognize a one-off just an instantaneous work because it's so clear. But when God begins to work in strategy progressively, because it's a vision and a plan, if you are not sensitive to design, you may not know this is the intervention of God. And you see, those folks in the book of the New Testament, they didn't realize that prophecy was being fulfilled because the intervention was a strategic one. It followed an intelligence. God will intervene in many people. Some of you, God have started, is answering your prayers, but you can't see it as answer because it's an intervention like you don't recognize. I pray that from this meeting tonight, your eyes will be opened to recognize these interventions.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
And so we decree it to be so. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Now listen, this night is setting the stage of an introductory journey. There are many things we want to talk to you about, but this word had to come to set the stage. There are just quite a lot of very significant and very important things we have to talk about in line with this journey. But since if we begin to talk about it, we'll make a lot of reference to concepts like this. It is important that the core concept itself be properly understood, so that when it's being referenced as our journey progresses, there will be no misunderstanding as to what is meant. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Lekoshe kalabarotakash kotorubante protokosh. Lebereketos koporotokoto kotoburokoto shabaratakateke lebreteketes lebratakatias. That's a word for somebody's life and the timeline he's in. That you are in a season of intervention, strategic intervention. You must recognize and understand it. That God is not just interested in solving your daily needs and solving your problems as they are. God is giving you a lasting solution. God is setting you up at a lasting plane where you to be answered once and for all, and you can move on from that and face other important aspects of your journey and of your call and purpose for living. So God is intervening in your situation. God is intervening in your cry for help. God intervening in the issue that is bothering you. But he's doing it in a way that will leave a lasting seal. Like he said, the Egyptians you saw today, you will see them no more. But it's not by making all of you blind so that you will not see them. It's by taking you through a journey out of their land and judging their gods and making you go through the Red Sea, so that when they come after you, I will bury them. So that when I say you will see them no more, it means they will be laid to rest. So I'm intervening in your situation, but I'm giving you an ultimate solution that will arrest it once and for all. So there are many people God is intervening in your situation, but he's intervening in a way that will settle it once and for all. He's giving you a life. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, mighty God. Father, we give you praise. Makala pushketeke lebelekesh koparatakashi kelebreteketias. Reketu shebretekesh koturubaba shendre lebekeske pereteketi paratakash. Lebetekesko pakalabakatas kabalagat sepelegedias sakalabadias. Thank you, mighty God. Karbabatash keterbatakash koterebedesh. Father, we give you praise. Let me highlight this very clearly. Because we have said that there is strategic interventions through visions. Yes, it is by implication points to us through rationality of God. Through the rationality of divine reasoning, that there's still going to be the outpour of visions. There's still going to be the outpour of visions, fresh visions. And listen, I'm saying there's the lasting solutions to certain problems that the world is facing will be given through visions. Listen, the solution will be strategic. The answer will be strategic and to come through a pathway and a design system, a designed outline already. What we had to talk to us today was about the inventor's spirit, and that is because there is a system in our world already. That's why I'm saying that there are just quite a lot of things that should be said, but it's very important that
the seed and the spirit of overall speaking be properly impacted and properly delivered for reception. But we are in a season in our world where there is the dilemma of troubles and hardship and problems. But man yet has not been able to create a problem that can't be solved. Yes. It is just the rationale that should be adjusted. Man sin from the beginning, the book of Genesis, has it not been solved? It has been solved. So whatever present circumstance and dire problems, situations are before us, they still have a means for a solution. The purpose of this convergence is to impact many with the solution spirit. Just as God is intervening, the solution spirit also will take charge of you, and you will be God will be intervening in situations around, and you as the medium and the channel. And that's what it means through vision also. So it's sort of an interrelated system that we attempt to present. And I pray that God will give us the grace that this week we'll be able to properly administer it. But go with this, that we are in a season of creations that we address issues. I will talk about so many of those things and leave us with lines of thought and logic that we continue to flow through our thoughts for productive conclusions that we address things. Maybe I've spoken in a manner that some may not be able to say, what has he just said? But there is a solution inside you, and that is heaven's intervention in the earth. There is a solution inside you, and that is heaven's intervention in the earth. That's why you yourself, you are heaven's strategy in the earth. And I decree and I declare that in this season and in this period of your life, in our time, the enemy will not rob you of that possibility.
Amen.
But you will see it come to pass in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So what's the word? There is so much inside of you that you have seen and can imagine. And there's so much still possible that God can do through you. There's so much, so much, so much, so much, so much. It's not over yet. Your life is not over. It has barely begun. There's still a lot that is left inside of you. The future, right, has not started yet. It's just about to. So don't think I've come to my future and this is what I'm seeing. No, the future is just about to. And you are not at your end. Your beginning is about to begin. Right? But if one must succeed, there must be intentionality about it. But intentionality on what? Then there must be revelation, information, and understand precise comprehension of subject matter. I believe and I know that this season your profiting will appear to all. Go ahead, give God praise. And I believe I've received the word. Like I say, the words about to be said are just so much. And so we have just been administered or dosed off with just the major word and then just snippets of what is to come. Go ahead and give God praise. Thank Him and decree that your strategy through me will come to pass. Pray your strategy to me will come to pass. Your strategy to me will come to pass. Strategy to me will come to pass. Decree that over your strategy through me will come to pass. Give Him praise and give Him glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Celebrate and appreciate everyone. Now we thank you. Blessed be you. And thank you for this time and this moment and this word. Thank you for the impact and thank you for the possibilities that are found. Be glorified. Thank you for the men and the brethren that are here, Lord. As they live, let the word become clearer. And Lord, let your voice be clearer in their hearts, in their minds. In the name of Jesus. Speak to them, Lord.